Back now with Day to Day, we heard earlier about all the flight delays this year. Passengers grumble, of course, but what about the other side of the cockpit door?
Joe Dion is an airline pilot, and here is his flight delay story.
If you've ever boarded a plane and sat down expecting to push back on time, only to hear that you're not going anywhere for a long time, it might be because of something called a ground stop. Ground stop is what ATC, or Air Traffic Control, calls it when they stop all airplanes at an airport from taking off because of excess congestion in the air. I could give you more details on the inner workings of the program, but if you're ever stuck in a ground stop situation, the only thing you're going to want to know is, how long are we going to be stuck here? Well, as an airline pilot, I can tell you that when I'm in the cockpit and I get word that we're on a ground stop, I too want to know the answer to that question. And I almost never get a satisfactory answer. A while ago, I was in a situation just like that. I was told by air traffic control to expect at least an hour and a half delay before we could even think about pushing back. But from experience, I know that a ground stop might be lifted at any time, suddenly and unexpectedly. So I had to decide if I should let the passengers off the plane so they could go get something to eat and walk around a bit, or if I should keep them on board, ready to go at a moment's notice in case the ground stop was lifted. So here's what I told the flight attendant to tell the passengers.
Plane, here's what we ask, that you make sure that you have your boarding card with you because they are going to scan the boarding cards again. Please stay near the gate area. If you want to go get something to eat, do it right away and then come back to the gate area because if they give us clearance, she wants to make sure you're in the gate area so that we can board very quickly and get our slot. We don't want to lose our slot.
So what happened? Well, no sooner did the last passenger get off the plane when we heard this.
Yeah, we can let you go at 57, sir, 57, so go ahead and start if you're shut down there. If we delay you past 57, I don't know what's going to happen.
What's the latest you can go on 57?
Yeah, 57's on the hour. We have some on the hour to get you airborne.
Okay, we'll keep it in mind.
Our ground stop was lifted, and if we could get off the gate in the next 10 minutes, we'd get a slot. Otherwise, it was anybody's guess. So we called everyone back. We made announcements throughout the terminal, and pretty soon everyone was back in their seats. Everyone, that is, except for one passenger. One person hadn't made it back. Now, I had to decide if we were going to wait for that one last passenger, and if so, for how long. Would he be back in a minute? Or did he go to the bar like we said not to? It was my call, and I had to make the decision right then. I remember thinking, maybe he's on his way, about to show up any minute. Maybe we should wait and take our chances with the slot time. In the end, I told the agent, close the door. We're leaving. And I felt a little bad. I felt like we had let this guy down. We pushed back, made our slot time, and took off. I didn't second-guess my decision, but I didn't stop thinking about that one passenger till we were halfway across the country.
Joe Dion is an airline pilot. He produces a podcast called Fly With Me, an inside look at the airline life. There is a link to it at our website, npr.org.